I have to confess, I'm a fairly rush-in, head-first kind of guy. It's both a benefit and a curse, but it's definitely a curse when it comes to launching websites, because that's the one time where you want to be super cautious, where you want to be careful, where you want to check everything and double-check it and triple-check it before you go live with a new website. And the point I've reached now with the new Boag World website is I think I'm pretty much there. It's not perfect. Don't claim my websites are ever perfect. In fact, nobody's are. And in some ways, as I've said before on this audio boo, you could argue it's not ready. A website's never ready. It's never done. It's never finished. But I do feel it's reached a point where maybe I'm ready to go live now. So what's the next step? When it comes to that point of you think you've got a website ready to go live, do you just put it live? Well, you could do. It's certainly an option, and it's certainly something I've done in the past. But I've also learnt. I've learnt that going slowly is often a good thing when it comes to launching websites. So, what am I suggesting here? Well, what I'm suggesting is maybe you just want to launch your new website, if it comes to that point, to a fraction of your audience. Instead of just rolling it out to everyone, why not just roll it out to some? Now, you can do that fairly easily with a bit of basic rewriting and rerouting of people. In my case, what I'm doing is I've told people on Twitter where the website is. And if you want to have a look at it, you can see it for yourself at hello.boagworld.com. And then I've asked them to feed back to me any bugs or problems that they've identified with the website. So I'm kind of using a portion of my audience to double check my work, so to speak, to do bug testing for me, to do a quality assurance. And if you have a community of people, if you've been doing your social networking and you've built up your community of followers around your website, then they're the ideal people to do that kind of testing for you. They're kind of on your side, really. They see your point of view. They may be willing to share a bit of time with you to have a look around the website. And most importantly, they probably aren't going to judge you too harshly if they find problems. After all, these are your evangelists. These are the people that are part of your community. So that's my advice. When it comes to launching a new website, don't rush in where angels fear to tread, but instead take it slowly and maybe roll out your site to just a subsection of your audience.